"Wake up, little prince of humans," I said to the little boy asleep in my canoe. "I am Chinook. You have arrived at my house. Come inside. The fire is lit and I have set a place for you." I fed him salmon eggs and seaweed, wrapped him up in a blanket, and explained why I sent my men to take him away from his parents. "Your people have been breaking our laws, and therefore many hardships have befallen your people and mine. I'm sending you to live in each salmon village. You will spend 1 year in each village and learn all of their ways, and then you will come back to me and tell me what you have learned. If you do not do as I say, your village will be destroyed, and all your people will starve. Now go with Chief Keeta." Chief Keeta and the prince boarded a canoe and paddled to the village of the dog salmon people. Chief Keeta took the young prince into his house and treated him as his own nephew. Throughout the year, the chief taught the boy about the relationship my people have with the rivers and the forest. He showed the boy prince how salmon live. "We grow strong in the ocean, and the ocean feeds us. But our babies can only be born in fresh water, not salt water. The only way we can stand in two worlds is by making a promise that we will give our bodies to our brothers and sisters, who are the animals and birds. We must promise the forest and the rivers that we will give our bodies to them after we die. In return, the forest and river promise to take care of our eggs. These promises have power because they are made with love." After 1 year, Chief Keeta took the prince to the village of the humpback salmon people. Chief Humpback was waiting on the shoreline to welcome the boy to his village. Come in, Prince of Humans," Chief Humpback said loudly with his arms open. "We have prepared a feast for you." The boy entered the house and saw many small children running around laughing and playing. The prince was served several pieces of smoked salmon on a cedar mat made from woven cedar bark. As the prince ate, the small children stopped running and fell down, dead. This scared the prince, but the chief gently told him to keep eating. The prince started crying and said, "I do not want to kill your children who have done nothing wrong." Chief Humpback replied, "If you do not eat, you will starve." "This is terrible," cried the prince. "How do I carry on killing your children without starving?" Chief Humpback commanded the young prince to take all the fish bones he left on the cedar mat and put them in the fire. "Burn it." The boy did so, and the children woke up and started laughing and playing again. "You see, young prince, you do not mourn the death of my children so long as you follow our laws. Now, drink some fresh water, so we will find our way back to the river in which we were born." The prince lived with the humpback people for 1 year, and then went to the village of the sockeye people. Chief Sockeye took the young prince into his house and brought him to his wives, who lay paralyzed. "This, Prince of Humans, is what happens to my family when you do not respect salmon which you have caught. Your mother is not gentle while she fillets the salmon, and her cuts are sloppy. She leaves a lot of meat on the bones and throws it on the beach. She does not lay the smoked fillets in the boxes neatly in rows, but rather stuffs them in and hides the boxes from the people of her village. Rather than feeding her people, her food boxes spoil and mold over, and all the food is thrown onto the beach." The prince asked, "But why should you care how we put up food for the winter?" "Well now, you can see with your own eyes, when you mistreat your foods, my family falls ill and becomes paralyzed. So when you return to your home, you must burn all the spoiled food so that we can be healthy and strong again." The young prince lived with the sockeye people for 1 year, learning how to prepare foods before he was taken to the village of the Coho people. At the great house of Chief Coho, the boy heard drumming and singing. The Coho people were all wearing regalia that was shining, and they were flying around the central fire. Chief Coho spoke of all that the forest, rivers, and ocean had given to his people. They sang of all these blessings, and everyone danced. And the food they served was done properly and was the best he had ever tasted. Chief Coho explained all the different foods were not found in his territory, so they had to trade with the other villages. About halfway through the year, the fire in the center of the house diminished, and all that was left was glowing embers. The Coho people became blind and deaf and could no longer fly, sing, or dance. They became weak and sick and could no longer take care of themselves. The prince spent the rest of the year taking care of the sick Coho people. Many died, and the prince's heart became heavy with sadness. After 1 year, the prince came back to my village of the King Salmon people. "Well, young prince," I said, "you have spent 4 years living with my people and learning their ways. Now you will follow me for 1 year, and I will show you how to gather power from the ocean and bring it up into the river and forest. At the end of the year, I will swallow you and let your father catch me. He will have to cut me open to let you out." "But, Chief Chinook, you will surely die," said the prince. "Yes, what you say is true. It will be my honor to give myself to your village. If you do as we have taught you, I will find my way home again. Now let's go."